The administration decision aimed at rewarding Indonesia for efforts against regional terrorism and strides in building democracy has been attacked by human rights groups as having been premature. In a policy address to the Indonesia World Affairs Council, the secretary made clear the United States looks to further reforms by the Indonesian military to completely erase the stigma created by its 1990s human rights violations in East Timor.
The United States has now resumed military ties with Indonesia, as this nation has chosen a democratic path. We look forward to continued progress toward greater accountability and complete reform in the military sphere. A reformed and effective Indonesian military is in the interest of everyone, because threats to our common security have not disappeared.
As she did in appearances here Tuesday, the secretary held up Indonesia, the world's largest majority Muslim country, as an example of political moderation and diversity for the rest of the world. She praised the island nation, home to hundreds of different ethnicities and cultures, for shaking off the legacy of autocratic rule and withstanding what she called the horrific trial of the tsunami disaster at the end of 2004. And she hailed last year's peace accord between the government and separatist rebels in Aceh, saying the Indonesian people had transformed an unspeakable tragedy in the region of northern Sumatra into a triumph for peace. Secretary Rice said the United States stands ready to assist Indonesia, as it did with massive aid following the tsunami, in efforts to deal with the threats of avian influenza, maritime piracy, and to continue the fight against regional Islamic terrorist groups like Abu Sayyaf and Jamaah Islamiyah. Such groups, she said, want to destroy the region's dynamism and traditions of tolerance and to turn Southeast Asia into a ring of fire. She said terrorists have killed hundreds of innocent Indonesians, many of whom were Muslims, and must be dealt with.
The region knows that terrorists must be actively confronted, and the United States is helping in that fight. We are working alongside countries like Malaysia and Singapore, and to build the capacity of others, like the Philippines, who have the will to fight terrorism but need help with the means. Indonesia is bringing terrorists to justice, and these actions are empowering the people across the region who possess the most enduring force of all, the force of tolerance. Muslim citizens in Southeast Asia are uniting Islamic traditions with democratic principles and advancing the hope for peace in this region.
Rice said despite progress in Indonesia and several of its neighbors, democracy in the region still faces what she termed determined opponents, notably the military junta in Burma, which she said has held Burmese people's democratic aspirations along with their most eloquent leader Aung San Suu Kyi captive for some 15 years.
A country that was once the jewel of Southeast Asia is now out of step with the entire modern experience of the region. A once thriving economy has collapsed. Universities that once attracted the best Asian minds are locked shut. The Burmese regime is now literally retreating into the depths of the country, closing its people off from the world and robbing them of their future.
The secretary ends her globe-circling overseas trip in Australia, where she will meet Prime Minister John Howard and other government officials and take part in a trilateral U.S.-Australia-Japan security dialogue. David Gullis, VOA News, Jakarta.